The Eye of Jade by Diane Wei Liang, narrated by Cindy Chung.
Chapter 1. In the corner of an office in an old-fashioned building in Beijing's Chongyang district, the fan was humming loudly, like an elderly man angry at his own impotence. May and Mr. Shao sat across a desk from each other. Both were perspiring heavily. Outside, the sun shone, baking the air into a solid block of heat. Mr. Shao wiped his forehead with a handkerchief. He had refused to remove his suit jacket. "Money's not a problem," he cleared his throat. "But you must get on it right away." "I'm working on other cases at the moment." "Do you want me to pay extra? Is that it? You want a deposit? I can give you 1,000 yuan right now." Mr. Shao reached for his wallet. "They come up with the fakes faster than I can produce the real thing, and they sell them at under half my price. I've spent 10 years building up my name, 10 years of blood and sweat. But I don't want you talking to your old friends at the ministry, you understand? I want no police in this." "You're not doing anything illegal, are you?" May wondered why he was so keen to pay her a deposit. That was most unusual, especially for a businessman as shrewd as Mr. Shaw. "Please, Ms. Wang, what's legal and what's not these days? You know what people say. The party has strategies, and the people have counter-strategies." Mr. Shaw stared at May with his narrow eyes. "Chinese medicine is like magic. Regulations are for products that don't work. Mine cure, that's why people buy them." He gave a small laugh. It didn't eat.